If you are a parent with school-age kids in this pandemic, you might feel like homework is just one more thing that's causing your family stress. Should kids even have homework anymore? Alan Yu at WHYY's The Pulse has been wondering the same thing.
Dawn Sif is a mother of two in New York. Her kids are 5 and 10. And like many working parents, she now has a lot to do at home.
Everyone is home and I have to keep my children like on their Zooms, and also everyone is hungry all the time, and also the house is dirty all the time, and I just never really bargained for parenting this hard for this much time.
And so she was a little taken aback when her 5-year-old's teacher messaged her to say her daughter wasn't doing her homework.
And I just thought, oh my God, homework for a kindergartner in the middle of a pandemic, like, can't we all just show each other a little bit of grace? Like, surely this is not necessary right now.
Sif is in a group chat with friends who are also mothers, who were just as frustrated at being shamed for not making their children do homework. Many teachers want to ease the stress for students and families. Some cut back on homework during the pandemic. And this is leading parents, teachers, and students to rethink homework, something that used to be taken for granted as just part of school. Of course, homework can be good. Students can practice skills, apply them to real-world situations, or prepare for class the next day. But many years ago, Marion Dingle questioned whether homework really accomplished those things. She is an elementary educator in Georgia, and she has been teaching for over 20 years. She's also a mom of two.
What is this notion of homework that we have? Why is it that we believe that children don't learn on their own without being assigned a certain, you know, particular thing that they have to do that they may or may not be interested in?
If a student has to do homework that they consider to be dull, busy work, it is not very effective. As an example, Dingle points to a reading log. A student has to read a certain amount outside of school, write this down in a log, and get a parent to sign it. And this reminded her of her own piano lessons as a child. She also had to log how much she practiced and get her mother to sign it.
During those times where I was doing a piece that I hated, it was like pulling teeth. And my mother would just get sick of me begging her to sign it, and she would just sign it. And of course, it was meaningless.
She realized teachers can assign homework and figure out if a student did a specific task, but it does not really show that their students have learned anything. And so,
I haven't assigned homework in probably over a decade.
Indiana University sociologist Jessica Calarco studied a school district and recently published findings on elementary and middle school math homework. She interviewed a mother who passed GED-level math and struggled to help her son with his 5th-grade math homework.
I mean, she was on the verge of tears talking to me about how difficult helping her son with math homework was for her. She's someone who the education system repeatedly failed throughout her own educational history. And to then have to be expected to provide support for her son with math and to feel just completely debilitated in that process, to feel like she was powerless to provide her son with the help that he needed to be able to be successful himself.
Teachers started to treat this student differently. They saw him as a kid who did not do his work. And that became a vicious cycle.
He was not getting a lot of support at home because his mom couldn't provide him with support at home. And the teachers, especially by middle school, really just wrote him off and said, like, this kid is just, we're just not going to help him because he's not putting in the effort to do it. And just ignoring the challenges that he had faced from a very early age in getting the support that he needed to be successful in school.
Calarco's team found that homework, especially in early grades, had as much to do with the resources and time that a student's family has to support them as it does with the student's actual ability. So judging students based on homework can reinforce existing inequality and class differences. After decades of research, scientists agreed on how much homework is just right. It boils down to a 10-minute rule.
Take a student's grade and you multiply it by 10, and that's the number of minutes each night a student should be doing.
Harris Cooper came up with the rule. He's Emeritus Professor of Psychology and Neuroscience at Duke University. The basic idea is older kids can benefit from more homework, but it should never be excessive.
Adding more homework after the 10 minutes doesn't improve achievement.
However, this rule does not fix everything.
It's really tempting to think that if we can just find the answers to what makes a good teacher, and we can just get all the teachers to do it, then all our problems will be solved.
Grace Chen is a graduate student of education at Vanderbilt University. She studies math teachers, and she used to be one herself. She says many teachers know homework is not always fair. Some have changed their policies.
But I also know teachers who feel sort of trapped and don't really know what to do, because for so long, the idea of school in this country is associated with doing homework.
Chen says teachers and schools can certainly think carefully about homework and avoid harm to students. But that only begins to address the larger problems of inequality in U.S. society, which no homework rule can solve. For Here and Now, I'm Alan Yu.